Brunch is back, ladies and gentlemen, and Yelp Guest Manager is here to help the Sunday Funday crowd find your restaurant. Yelp Guest Manager is the no-fee way to fill your tables, so prepare to spend less. But you're also getting a whole lot more. We're plugging your restaurant into the biggest consumer network in the U.S., creating massive awareness with the folks looking to book now. Sign up for Yelp Guest Manager today to get delayed billing for 60 days to start the brunch season off right. Go to restaurants.yelp.com/full comp to grow your restaurant, not your expenses. Terms apply. Now here we go.
Cash register is not a POS system. Cash register is the hardware, the crank on the side, ka-ching, ka-ching. 25 years ago, we were just barely better than that. It didn't matter if you were a fine dine establishment or a quick service restaurant. You just got a cash register and you called it a day.
Welcome to Full Comp, a show offering insight into the hospitality industry, featuring restaurateurs, thought leaders, and innovators. Served up on the house. Are you on track to hit your profitability goals for this year? If you're struggling to hit your numbers, I might be able to help. Here's how I do it. Every year, I offer 5 complimentary growth sessions to restaurant owners looking to scale. In this call, we'll examine your current situation to see what is and isn't working. We'll identify your growth possibilities by the close of the year. We'll uncover the number one thing holding you and your business back. And we'll develop a growth plan that will get your business results. Go to planwithjosh.com to schedule one of the 5 complimentary growth sessions. They're going to go quickly. They always do. For many of us, our point of sale system will be one of the largest investments we make when opening our restaurants. It's also one of the most critical, and none of us got into this industry to become technologists. So I thought it wise to discuss the best practices and the mistakes to avoid with a POS expert. Mike Willard, owner of Washburn POS, is that expert. Mike has spent decades in the POS industry, and today he runs us through how these devices have evolved over the last several years and how to get the most out of our investment.
It's pretty boring. Working on cash registers hasn't been the highlight of any kid's dreams, but I ended up getting to do that job and have done it for over 32 years now. So I've been doing it for quite some time, but it's kind of a roundabout journey. And I'll give you just a quick brief synopsis. I was driving my little bitty Ford Ranger, which I got to cram in because I'm a big guy, in 1991. That snowed and I slipped a little bit on the road and I ended up flipping that thing over and totaled that car out that only had the liability insurance on it. And my wife and I are still in college and we have no nickels to rub together. So I am bumming. And I had accepted a job going to work for Doug Pitt, which is the famous actor Brad Pitt's brother.
Oh.
But he was 45 miles away. Anyway, I get a call a little bit later at home, and it ends up being a place I had sent a resume to 3 months earlier. And they said, hey, let's talk to you. I said, I already got a job. And he goes, man, just let me talk to you. So I let him talk for about 30 minutes. And I said, this is the worst job I've ever heard of in my lifetime. I wouldn't do it at all. I'm about to hang up. And he says, wait. I forgot to tell you. There's a company card that you can use for personal use.
Oh.
And due to my situation, I became a cash register guy.
That is a very inspiring story.
So sometimes the good Lord puts you where you belong.
Yeah,
sometimes the good Lord tries to put you right in your place, and he did. But that started me as a service tech, and I worked up from a service tech to being service manager and then moving offices and you get to St. Louis and becoming a service and support manager and then in charge of all of their grocery development efforts. And then I had an opportunity to buy into a service organization, get some ownership into an organization in Lubbock, Texas, and did that. And that thing turned out fantastic for me. And I sold that in 2011 to retire at the ripe old age of 43. And that was probably stupid because I was only retired for about 2 minutes and decided I still needed challenge in life. And so I worked for those guys off and on contract work. And then 2018, they asked me to come back and run service full time. I did. And that's when I got introduced to Washburn. Felt like there might be a good opportunity there between the two companies where there might be some interest in purchasing it. And so I kind of felt around the edges and got some response from the folks at Washburn. And I took and sat in front of my former business partner at the last organization. And I said, hey, come on, let's buy this thing. This is a good deal. And he goes, no, I'm not real interested. And I go, man, you are being stupid. This thing is fantastic. And he goes, if it's so fantastic, why don't you buy it? And that's the end of the story. I own Washburn. We fix a bunch of stuff.
Well, here's why I wanted to have you on the show. I think you're going to be super interesting for the audience. Purchasing a point of sale system is one of the most expensive and impactful decisions I think we make as restaurateurs. And rarely do we have the opportunity to speak to like an objective expert that can help us make an informed decision. Typically, the way I think this works is we figure out what our neighbors are using and we typically use the same thing. I also think you have a very unique purview into restaurateurs and the way that you've worked with so many over the years and very interesting inflection points, right? Either right before they open or when they're trying to make big moves and improve things. And so I think that that probably provides a really unique perspective as well. And so that's ultimately the goal here, is that you share your expertise with the folks listening. High level, how do you think we should think about a point of sale system?
To me, it's a vehicle. It's a car, right? It's moving you along a journey. And a point of sale system is not a one-time buy. I think a lot of people make that mistake when they first get into it. But you're going to want it to handle more and more. You're going to want it to do some expanded data analytics for you and grab customer count, customer types, and what their spend is per plate, and get all of that information out of that. And there are 9 million pieces of software out there that can help you do all of those things. But from time to time, you got to upgrade your hardware, whether it's a regulatory requirement like it was for pin pads and PCI compliance, or it just won't run the latest software so that you can do what you're trying to do. And I think one of the things that people really get stuck with is, I already have a POS system.
Right.
And I know that they do, but they're going to need another one, I promise you. And that's the thing I think would be foremost in my mind about people, is to tell them it's a car you're going to drive for a while, and then you're going to want to get another car that maybe has electric windows and electric locks. And then you'll drive that for a while, and maybe you're going to want a car that's got cruise control in it. And so I think we refine our tastes as we have it and use it. And the more that we use it and we rely on it, we need more out of it. And so we say, hey, I need the next best thing.
Sure. For those restaurants that come to you for a new POS, or they're opening a brand new concept, how do you triage their needs and then pair them with the right equipment?
It's super hard for someone to express their needs, especially if you're not visiting them in their location and able to look around and able to understand. It becomes super hard. They just want to buy a used car. How much is that going to cost? And so one of the things we have to do is literally pull that information out of folks, right? What are the requirements that you have? Are you going to have 15 monitors in the kitchen? Is there going to be kitchen printing? Do you want it to fail over to register number 2 if this master is dead? Do you want to have the employee clock in and clock out on the terminal? What kind of security levels do you have? What software are you linking to as far as your accounting? And so as we start asking those questions, magically, people start giving you enough data to have a profile to fill out and go, okay, here's what I recommend to you. Now, that being said, most people get the same hardware, right? Really, the difference generally comes into what's packed on top of that hardware, what software is loaded on it, what its capabilities are, what have you. So the hardware, by and large, are handled by a handful of manufacturers. And then the software, that, like I said at the beginning, it blows open the doors because there are a lot of providers of that software out there.
Well, and as it relates to the software itself, I mean, Washburn itself has been around for 25 years. And forgetting the hardware entirely, you think of the massive evolution and utility of that software over the last 25 years. How has the tech evolved to serve the needs? And then does specific software work better for specific tiers of dining? Or can it kind of all be used for whatever? What are the differentiating factors in your mind?
I think there were several questions there. I'll probably start on the last one because that's the one I remember. The piece of software truly needs to be really refined for the environment that it's going in, right? So for instance, I wouldn't take a generic piece of software and put it in a quick service restaurant and a fine dining establishment. The software is being too open. They're trying to be generic enough to work in all situations.
Right.
And typically what we find is that really reduces the amount of assistance your POS system gives you. Now, if you're looking for a cash register, notice I'm going to tell you these two things. They're not interchangeable. A cash register is not a POS system. Cash register is the hardware. It's the crank on the side, ka-ching, ka-ching. 25 years ago, we were just barely better than that, right? And so it didn't matter if you were a fine dining establishment or a quick service restaurant or a retail establishment, you just got a cash register and you called it a day.
Yeah.
But there are so many unique characteristics that happen in these organizations, in these restaurants particularly, that it's hard to be a one-size-fits-all. And for instance, do you have a drive-through? Are the speakers integrated? Is the communications integrated with the system? Are you running a two-window drive-through, three-window drive-through? How many kitchen stations do you have? How many prep stations do you have? And so now all of a sudden, you kind of open yourself up to really a niche piece or pieces of software to help you run what I would call a quick service establishment. Now, you throw that on the other end, and we talk about a fine dining sit-down restaurant, you may have 40 iPads walking through or tablets walking through. Apple, send me money for your ad there. But you may see people walking through with tablets. The servers are sitting there taking the order and it's ready and already back in the kitchen while they're taking it. That environment fits a lot better for that fine dining than it would for the quick service. And so that's the thing you got to kind of do is go, okay, A, what is your concept? B, what data do you need to get out of it? And then that kind of starts us on the journey.
From my own personal experience, I have spent most of my life as a man that paid less than he should have to ultimately pay double at some point down the road. And this was very much true with my point of sale experience as well, at least the first couple of times. So where do you find the use cases where people go cheaper than they should and end up paying for more as a result down the road?
I'm going to probably get a black eye and a bloody nose here just a little bit. But I think when we are out there trying to grab something for nothing, this is not going to cost you anything. That's when the little hairs on the back of the neck need to stand up and you need to be going, hey, wait a minute. The Toasts and the Clover of the World Square. Those guys have programs where stuff doesn't cost at all, but they get it somewhere, right? And sometimes it's off of processing fees. Sometimes it's off of subscription type fees. The hardware may not cost you anything up front, but you're going to pay for it eventually. And here's what we've seen, especially in recent years, is that people have outgrown those, right? Those are starter systems, if you will, a lot of people's minds. I don't know. I haven't run one, so I can't tell you, but we have customers that are running those that come to us and say, okay, what's next? I've completed level one. I'm ready for level two. And there's a couple of pieces that they kind of get shocked by. One, the equipment that they got, doesn't matter how great they've taken care of it, it's worth a big fat zero to me. So I can't give them any money on trade-in, right?
Yeah.
And just imagine if you went to a car dealership and drove in there with your fairly recent late model vehicle and said, hey, I want to trade this in on one of those fancy Maseratis. And they said, sorry, we can't give you anything for your trade-in. Man, you'd be pretty fired up and probably wouldn't end up buying a Maserati ever in your lifetime. And mm-hmm. So we see that happen quite regularly now as people have decided, maybe I'm opening a second location or I'm opening the 20th location, and I really need to get more sophisticated about the data that I have. And that's when we start getting tripped up a little bit.
You bring up an interesting question, which is, when is it time to upgrade? As a restaurant coach, I meet people in varying times within their entrepreneurial career. And many times they're like, do I need to upgrade my POS? Do I need more power? Should it do this and that and the other thing? Or sometimes they just want to freshen up. But when is the time? You've got this behind the curtain view of point of sale systems. When is the time to upgrade?
Yeah, it's really subjective, right? Because it does not necessarily deal face-to-face with your guests, right? You're not refreshing it like you would refresh your dining room or your menus or what have you, because it's behind the scenes. Now, everybody sees the cash register wherever it's at, but it's involvement in me going to a restaurant and sitting down and eating food is really minimal, right? And so people kind of tend to shove that thing to the back burner and they like to run it until the wheels fall off, metaphorically, right? I see issues with that. Obviously, I do because I sell hardware, right? So what would you expect me to say? But I think one of the things that we miss often is understanding that we did move from a cash register, right? The ka-ching crank on the side to POS. POS, by its definition, is an open system, right? And so much like you go to Best Buy and buy a printer and take it home and plug it in and it works, no tech followed you home from Best Buy to set it up for you. POS is that same way today. It's plug and play. You don't really need someone to hold your hand, maybe just a little. They pull out the instructions with the cartoon characters on it that says insert A into B and you're good to go. And so I think what we miss is thinking that we have to replace the POS system, right? But maybe you just have to replace the kitchen video system of your POS. You need it to do more. You need it to be bigger monitors. You need more buttons on your bump bar. And so maybe you just upgrade the kitchen video portion, or maybe you just update the receipt printers, or maybe you just update the card readers. And the point I'm trying to make here is the smart person who's doing budgeting, which is a hard thing to do for everybody, not just restaurants, right? But when you are budgeting, moving ahead and looking forward, if you could say this year, I want a budget to replace a piece, a portion of my POS, then in essence, what you are doing is reducing the CapEx that happens at the beginning, and you're also reducing OpEx because your equipment technically or theoretically should run longer. And you do that 7 times, meaning 7 years, then all of a sudden you've replaced all of your components and you're ready to start over again. And so what that does is it really extends the life of how long you can run the POS system.
Yeah.
And really then the only hole that you might fall into is, hey, this thing only runs Windows 7 and the new version of the software requires Windows 11, and this won't upgrade to Windows 11, well, then you got to buy a new register or a new CPU. But if you've done the other stuff, you should be in a fairly decent place to where you can do that.
And as it relates to, because you mentioned KDS, and I think it's worth bringing up, are there purchases or upgrades that we should consider that offer exceptional value relative to the expense? For me personally, when we moved from a receipt system to a KDS, it was a paradigm shift. It was life-changing. No makes, there were no more drop tickets. It was life-changing. Are there any other equivalents like that in your mind?
That obviously is one of the biggest. And I think one of the other ones that is kind of the buzzy word of the day is cloud, right? And so having that software in the cloud, at least from a techno nerd perspective, okay, that's where I live, that's where I come from. But coming from that perspective, when it's in the cloud, now me as an owner, I'm sitting at the house and I'm watching the numbers. Or I'm sitting at the house and I'm going in and adding a new menu item because I can do that and I don't have to be present on site to get that done. And that makes productivity so much better, especially for the GMs and the owners of these places. These guys are busy, right? Yeah, they are pulling 42,000 directions. And so if they can be at the house on a Sunday afternoon, camped out in the recliner watching a little football, and oh, by the way, I'm setting the schedule for 2 weeks from now, and I'm also adding the new menu item. Man, that's time that your wife counts as you being at home with the family, even though you were doing work. So you get the double dip on that deal.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about data. So data is king. It's certainly a buzzy word today, but it's only valuable if it's actionable. And I can only speak from my own firsthand experience, but I've struggled to pull valuable data out, not because it's not accessible, but because there are so many options. There's so many different reports you can pull, right? Some are impactful to the business, some are not. How can we get the most value from the data that these systems provide?
So really depends what kind of operator you are, right? If you're the techno nerd, you're going and running all the reports and looking at all the bells and whistles and trying to figure it out on your own. There's not very many people that have that kind of time, right? And so now you're talking, just like you mentioned at the beginning, you're talking to your neighbor and going, hey, what are you doing? What are you using? But I think one of the things that people miss often is that there are POS providers in the wild, and one of the things that they gain doing what they do, does it cost a little more? Are you paying another hand that's sticking out? Yeah, you are a little bit, but what do you gain from it, right? And one of the things that the POS dealers have a kind of an inside track on is they've done this for hundreds, if not thousands, of restaurants or retail establishments. And they know the data that everybody is going for and how they're using it and what it's good for. And that experience is valuable. And if you're bypassing that to save a few dollars, I think you're doing so at your own risk, unless you're the nerd guy that's going to try everything out. But I think once you get plugged in and you can go, hey, what does everybody else do for this? And the POS providers say, here's the reports that generally happen, but what are you looking for specifically? Are you looking for, you know, average plate? Are you looking for how many people walk through your door between 11 and noon on Thursday? What is the data that you're trying to get? I mean, even so far as to going and running some sort of loyalty or some sort of promotional types of things. Maybe I'm going to change my happy hour a little bit because if I move that, I feel like I can pull in more guests. But you have to quantify that. I think, and this is just techno nerd Mike talking to all the restaurant guys in the world, I think sometimes you deal with your guts and you don't deal with the data. And if you can get the data, they will often tell you differently than what your gut tells you. You may not be getting more guests if you extend happy hour, but you're not going to know that until you take deep dives into that data.
Well, and data aside, I think that one of the tragedies that comes out of today's software offerings is that it's feature rich, but underutilized broadly. And so you have intimate knowledge of all of these different features and value adds and things that this software can do. What are your favorite features? What do you see people getting the most value out of? And then which ones do you think are most underutilized?
That is a tough question. The thing that people often feel is that we must know all of the options to set. And one of that we have often been faced with is a customer that says, I want it to do ABC. And I go, ABC isn't one of the options. But often we can take an option that was meant for something else, turn it on its side a little bit, and shove it back in there. And now it gives them what they're looking for. And sometimes it's just all in the way that you think about it or approach it, right? And you can get the same experience that you were looking for. And I think right now, today, one of the biggest things that we're pushed for on a regular basis is what's the average ticket price? What's the average person price? What is my movement through the building at specific times? And trying to match that, marry that up against maybe I have a lunch menu that's differently priced than my dinner menu, and we're changing things around. But I feel like the biggest call has been for demographics, right? But I don't know that they get acted on. By far, it outweighs every other choice that people ask for, but I have yet to see it acted on in specific, to-the-point detail. Let me change. I'm not going to run a lunch menu because it's about the same price as what the average spend per person is about the same price as my dinner menu. So let me not offer two different things. Let me just offer one and simplify my life. And so I think that's what we see, and people get the data. But I think a lot of times it becomes noise, right? And it's hidden. And really it gets used for scheduling, and that's about it. You know, okay, I had this many people rolling through, so I need to have five employees here between 10 and 11 on Saturday, whatever. And so I think that's where it gets used by and large, and we miss some of the opportunities that exist to utilize that same data and look at it differently and go, okay, how can I apply this to my business?
Experience is a blessing and a curse, because you open a location. I had operated a bunch of nightlife venues before I ended up owning my first bar, but I learned a lot through that process. And the point of sale system that I launched in the bar, I didn't think would serve me well in the restaurant. But then I ended up in this really difficult position, because do I upgrade or change to this other POS system that I think will be more appropriate? How important is it that they both run on the same platforms? Do you have a dog in the fight? I mean, should we be running the same POS across all locations? Is that a non-negotiable in your book?
I got a big dog in that fight, and maybe it's because I'm back to the techno nerd again. But if I have 10 locations and we're all running the same hardware software combo, I have to have less spare parts. I have to have less actual knowledge of how the software operates, because it's the same in every one. And I don't have to remember, oh, when I go to this location, I have a 5-digit logon number. When I go to that location, I have a 4-digit logon number. And now all of a sudden, you are breeding familiarity across your restaurants, whether they're different concepts or not, is entirely irrelevant to the POS system, right? Because somebody is getting acclimated to that. Somebody is learning that. Somebody knows how to maneuver through the POS system. Well, if you need an extra staff over at your fine dining establishment, the bar person may not have the firsthand clue about serving, but they sure can get there and run that POS because they're used to it, because it's the same they run somewhere else. And as people expand, right? I think a lot of times we start and we think this is going to be our only place. It's too much of a headache and I have to be the one that holds everybody's hand. I can't do more than one. But I see it often, people expand that weren't counting on it. And as you expand, it becomes ever so more important to be running the same platform. That doesn't mean, and I'm going to put a little caveat here, a little asterisk out in the air here. That doesn't mean the first system you chose has to be the system that you move forward with. You may end up going backwards and replacing the one that you were familiar with that you first chose if it isn't meeting all of the needs that you have. And so the good news is you're not stuck if it was the first system you bought. And so keep your eyes out and understand what it's missing. And if you go, man, I sure wish this system would do this, but they told me it wouldn't. That's one of the first things that needs to be at the top of your list when you're going and talking to providers saying, hey, I need XYZ.
You're deeply ingrained in this world. You are the techno nerd of all techno nerds. And I'm curious to see, when you look forward, what do you see in the coming years? How can we best prepare to take advantage of whatever tech future you envision for restaurants as it relates to point of sale?
I think it's going to follow closely with what we see, mostly in grocery, but in some retail. I think the self-service concept, while it already exists in many establishments where you can pay right at the table and get a dessert or what have you, while that part exists, I see that expanding tremendously, right? Because what that does is it drives labor out. And labor, that's one of the largest costs that any business has. And so if we can replace that with technology, now we pay for that technology once instead of paying for them every hour. And I see that transition has come to grocery. There's kind of a little snapback, right? There's some places that are now taking self-checkout back out because they're getting complaints and they're having more theft and all of these other things. But what I really see is that coming to be a forefront in the restaurant business in the coming years. And it doesn't lag far behind the grocery or retail sector, but it does lag a little bit behind. So I think it's probably going to hit pretty hard. And you see some weird things out there, being the techno nerd. You see the coaster that is actually a wireless scale that weighs somebody's drink so it can alert and say, hey, the person in seat 2 at table 147, their drink is low, right?
Wow.
That's pretty sci-fi, right?
Yeah,
but
it is.
That stuff, it exists. And while it feels sizzle and bang and what have you, does it increase your plate size? Does it increase your customer count? What value do you get out of that? And I think that's really, at the end of the day, when you're talking about POS, you have to figure out what the value is that you get out of it. It doesn't matter what you paid for it. It doesn't matter how much it costs. If you're getting the value out of it that you need, then you're in great shape. If you're not, then you've got the wrong thing or you've got the wrong person helping you implement it. And maybe you need to find someone else to help you implement and get out of it what you're looking for.
This is an industry podcast. And at the end of every episode, I like to give the guests an opportunity to speak directly to the audience. Do you have any advice or words of encouragement you'd like to offer?
Yeah. So really, I think from a techno nerd standpoint, again, one of the things that is very clear to me throughout the years, both as a service organization and now as just a depot repair facility, I think one of the things that we often miss is how we plan for failure. And I don't mean that your business should fail and that you should plan for it to fail, but I do mean you should plan for your POS to fail, and it will at some point. And I don't know which part. I kind of have a pretty good idea because we see a lot of that stuff in here to fix, right? But you need to plan for that so that when it happens, you have actionable steps to move forward with Because if you don't, you'll be scrambling. And that is the worst thing in the world when you got people standing around looking at each other and trying to come up with a plan on the fly. So if I had any advice, I would say plan for failure. And if you don't know what that looks like, we'd be happy to help.
Our industry suffers from razor-thin margins, and the only way for us to ensure profitability is to make data-driven decisions. The numbers don't lie, and Yelp for Restaurants just released some incredibly compelling numbers. For starters, Yelp reaches 9 times more customers online than OpenTable. And when restaurants pair that level of visibility with Guest Manager and Yelp ads, they experience up to an 8% lift in diner bookings. Think about what that 8% lift could do for your restaurant's finances. To learn more about how Yelp for Restaurants can support your business, visit restaurants.yelp.com/full comp to learn more today. That's Mike Willard. For more information on Mike and Washburn POS, visit washburnpos.com. If you want to tell us your story, hear previous episodes, or check out our other content, go to restaurants.yelp.com/full comp. Thank you so much for listening to the show. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, please leave us a review. A special thanks to Yelp for helping us spread the word to the whole hospitality community. I'm Josh Kopel. You've been listening to Full Comp.